Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So just to complete our discussion of Parshas Pinchas with a quick Hayara and the Ramban, and then a little bit of a broader discussion. So the Ramban discusses B'chodesh HaShvi B'chad HaChodesh, and of course the Korban Yom Terah Yelacham Mikra Kodesh Kol Melech Sabada Lo Sasu, and that section concludes Melvad Olas HaChodesh Minchasa V'Olas HaTamid Minchasa. So Ramban wants to know, why do you have to say Olas HaChodesh Minchasa? And he says, you know, normally, you know, we don't have to state necessarily when it comes to Yom Kippur that there's an Ola of Yom Kippur besides the one that's described here in Parshas Pinchas, right? We know that there's this whole Avodah that's Yom HaKippurim. So he says that you would have had a Havamina that, you know, that this is all there is. That, you know, the Korban that we bring every single Rosh Chodesh is the Korban that we bring in Rosh Hashanah. You wouldn't think that there's an Olas Rosh Chodesh in addition to the special Korban Ola, the Musafin that are described here, that have to do with the idea that it's a Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melech HaSavodah Lo Sasu. So this is a classic Ramban Lashitah. So in Parshas Amor, when the Ramban writes that his whole conceptualization of Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Chodesh, Shel Chodesh HaShvi, the Rosh Chodesh that leads up to the 10th day of the month, which is Yom Kippur. So again, on the basis of that Ramban and Amor, it makes a lot of sense to say that you wouldn't have a dual Korban on Rosh Hashanah if the whole identity of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, Shel Chodesh HaShvi, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, Ola El Kose El Kisei Mishpat, as he describes there, eventually to, you know, be Chosei Mesadin on Yom Kippur. So it would make a lot of sense to say you only have one Korban, right? In fact, it needs to be stated here that the Korban of Rosh Chodesh and the Korban of the Musafin of Rosh Hashanah are brought, both of them in tandem. I mean, this is also discussion, as some of us have spoken about in terms of Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches, between Rabbeinu Mishul and Rabbeinu Tam, Ezeu Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo, Havi Omer Zeh Rosh Hashanah, does that mean, is actually Havamin in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Mishulam, not that this is actually his view, that you wouldn't actually bring an element of the Korban of Rosh Chodesh, the Sa'ir, it's a very fascinating idea. So that's a Ramban Lashitah, so I just wanted to start out with that Hayara. Moving on, there's a machlokes between Rashi and Ramban about a little bit of a challenging end to the parasha, last pasuk in the parasha, where it seems like, you know, like in the middle of nowhere, and Rashi says it's really just to indicate that all this was relayed to the Jewish people before the parasha of Nedarim, which begins Matos, obviously, Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So that's Rashi's approach. The Ramban says he doesn't really understand why it would be necessary on that basis. He develops a fascinating idea that Emor Chav Gimel and Pinchas, Chavchas and Chavtas are basically parallel. So just like Emor Chav Gimel starts with Eilim Modei Hashem Asher Dikur Sami Krei Kodesh and concludes with Dabar Moshe Modei Hashem Al Bnei Yisrael, so here you have the same phenomenon. Tzavis Bnei Yisrael V'Marta Lehem Is Karbani Lachim Yishai Tishvi Lulak Yudu B'Mado V'Yomer Moshe Bnei Yisrael Kechol Asher Tiva Hashem Is Moshe. So there's a fundamental symmetry that we have in terms of the way these two parshios are set up. But beyond that, the Ramban says, and here the symmetry is very important, because you would have had a Havamina that this is Toras Kohanim, just tell the Kohanim, tell Aaron Uvanav. But no, just like we started with Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, as Korban Ilach, Mishai, Reich Nichochi, Tishmeru, that's the din of Ma'amados, that Klal Yisrael has to have an active supervisory, you know, it's in the Senate, advise and consent, right? So Lahavdil. So you have the, you know, the Klal Yisrael has a supervisory when it comes to the Korbanos. So that's the Makib Apatish is here. Vayomer Moshe B'nei Yisrael, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And Moshe communicated all of that to B'nei Yisrael, because this isn't just a separatist realm, you know, where Kohanim's reasoning, they do whatever they want to the Beis HaMikdash, and, you know, that they're a, quote, Am B'fnei Atzman, as sometimes we find in a different context, but on the contrary, right, that this is Vayomer Moshe B'nei Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael, you know, has a very important role to play within the world of Mikdash itself. I think that's a very important idea, and I think that it really speaks to the notion that the Beis HaMikdash, right, has to be accessible to all members of Klal Yisrael. To be sure, the Kohanim, the Bnei Aaron, are the ones that are selected. Right? Aaron was Zocha in the Keter Kahuna, but it's not meant to cut off the Jewish people. The idea of Tishmeru Lakriv LeBemo'ado, which is reinforced here by Yomer Moshe Bnei Yisrael Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, is a very important idea. And the fact that all of the Mo'adim depend on Kiddush HaChodesh, another idea that the Ramban discusses within this context, right, reflects the notion of Klal Yisrael having a role to play in the Moadim, in the Korbanos HaMoadim, etc. I think this is a very important and fitting way to conclude our discussion of the Korbanos with the role that not just the Kohanim play, but with the role of Klal Yisrael. Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.